relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Don't get me wrong, friends. I like states' rights. I understand we're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic made up of states, and that our founding fathers believed that the federal government should really be an irrelevance apart from a couple of things like national security and foreign policy, and that gridlock is a good thing. If DC can't get things done, so much the better, because we don't need any more King Georges or Congresses and Senates who think they control the whole of the country. But you know what? I'm not sure governors should get to do whatever they want. Number one, in Virginia, I was driving around this morning, and the local park where I like to walk my dog has been closed. And according to the news, the governor, the butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, has closed trails. Trails. How does that make us safer exactly? Were there lots of people congregating next to each other on the trails? I'm not sure that I understand. And what are they going to do if I go walk my dog on that trail? Whether or not he's wearing his Klansman's hood or not? A little bit strange. And then I have it. Oh, by the way, this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. Then we have this really quite outrageous story that comes out of Nevada, where the governor, Steve Sisolak, not exactly a name that you think of when you think of news, what did he just do yesterday? In addition to announcing a month-long closure of casinos in the state of Nevada and other non-essential businesses, Governor Steve Sisolak has signed an emergency order banning the use of anti-malarial drugs for anyone who has the coronavirus. How is that in the purview of a governor? Is he a medical authority? And why is he doing that? Why is a governor banning the use of drugs that have been demonstrated by some authorities, international and others, to be of a beneficial effect with regards to this latest threat? Could it be that he's a sufferer of TDS? He hates the president so much that he's prepared to see people of Nevada suffer and die because the president has said this is a possible game changer? I was listening this morning to my friend Chris Plant to his morning show on WMAL, and he actually had, I do believe it was a doctor from Las Vegas call in, and Mr. G's just managed to download the audio of this fascinating call from a doctor in Las Vegas reacting to this outrageous decision from Governor Sisolak. Let's play that cut. Chris Plant's show with a call-in doctor, cut 11.
I tell you what, we've seen some ICU patients, at least I'm talking to my colleagues. A lot of asymptomatic patients or minimally symptomatic patients, they're coming to the hospital, they go home, and then they come back testing positive. So, a lot of asymptomatic and low symptom patients out there. But we're seeing, I talked to a cohort yesterday, good results on a patient in the ICU that is now just on very minimal oxygen. So we're seeing good results.
With this combination of drugs?
That's correct.
Okay. And this is now, you're the doctor and I'm not. This is being kind of rushed through. This is a, what are we calling it, a trial. It's a trial right now. It's not experimental because it's been approved. Both elements have been approved by the FDA, the antibiotic and the other good stuff. So this is a medical trial that people are agreeing to become a part of. Is that how this works?
No, actually, what's happening here in Vegas anyway, this is off-label use. So we have the ability on any FDA-approved drug to use them for an off-label use. And that's what's going on here locally.
Okay, so it's FDA-approved, so you can, even though it's for malaria, it's typically used for, and for a couple of other things too, but for malaria, you are allowed to use it for the coronavirus without violating and creating any issues for yourself.
That's exactly right.
All right, and you're smart enough, and all the doctors are now looking at this, or the data you're getting is that this is what you should be doing when people show up and they test positive for the coronavirus, and they're having, in particular, I think, the chest congestion, the bronchial problems. That's what this elixir addresses, right?
That's exactly right. And from my standpoint, if it's not going to harm somebody, you really have nothing to lose. It's really a safe combination. People talk about side effects. Those side effects are really minimal when you have short-term use of the hydroxychloroquine or the Plaquenil. So short-term use, in my mind, in my experience, is very safe.
So there you have it. There you have a doctor. He's working in an ICU, and he has patients who have recovered, who have shown a positive response to this dual treatment. And when he says off-label use, he means that the medicine which has been approved for one use, in this case malaria or antibacterial, in the case of Z-Pak, that substance, that medicine can be used to treat other things that aren't mentioned as the regular condition for which it is used. It's just common sense. And as he said, if it's not going to do any damage, why wouldn't you use it? And that's what the governor of Nevada has banned. What happens if somebody dies? What happens if somebody who could, as that doctor's patient, recovered, but doesn't recover, who dies, and we now have the latest update, we have 849 in America who have succumbed, who have died as a result of the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus after 61,000 cases are confirmed, 61,000 confirmed cases, 849 dead. What if barring this medication from being used, causes death in that governor's state? There's got to be a point. They say that politics ends at the nation's shores. If you're a politician, if you're going abroad, you don't execute a political attack. You don't politically criticize the other party or the incumbent individual from the other party when you're abroad. You just don't do that. Politics is for here. When do we say that politics has no place in domestic issues? When do we say that your hatred of President Trump mustn't be allowed to infect measures taken to protect your citizens, our citizens, residents of your state, people who live in this country? This is very, very dangerous. We believe in states. We believe in states' rights. We believe in subsidiarity. But we do not believe in allowing your ideology, your personal animus, your hatred for somebody from another political party endangering the lives of American people, because that's what we're talking about. Sound off on any of these issues on our America First call-in line, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are live streaming. We're back to live streaming. Little issues with YouTube earlier in the week, but we are back on YouTube, on Facebook, and we always post all 3 hours on Instagram TV after the show airs. And the second hour today is going to be part two of our Salem coronavirus special.
There he is my guy. Good job. How's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back, everybody. I need to give you more details about our second hour today. The second hour is going to be with all of my Salem hosts. I am honored for our coronavirus Salem special. I'll be joined with the great Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder and Mike Gallagher, all here on my show in the second hour. You don't want to miss a second of it. And I just have in front of me, this is a tweet I reposted a few hours ago. I love it. This is from PragerU. This is Dennis's incredible platform, Prager University. It's a quote from the great Groucho Marx. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. Groucho Marx's wisdom. We've got to try and avoid that right now. Somebody who's pushing back on the wrong diagnoses every single day with his incredible organization, Turning Point USA, is our current guest, the founder, the president, the CEO of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. Follow him on Twitter, CharlieKirk11. Charlie, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Honored to be here. Great to be talking to you.
So I've been desperate to show a video of you from one of your events where you sit at a table and you take all kinds of questions on a university campus. Finally, after about 5 days of having it on my rundown list, we played the video yesterday, and it was, I don't know if you remember where it was, but it was this little snowflake socialist. I'm sorry for being. A young man who said that socialism is the way to go because capitalism is a vampire sucking the blood of the worker. And then you asked him, oh, do you have an iPhone? Is that made by sucking the blood of the vampire? It was a joy to watch. It was delicious how you destroyed or demonstrated the lack of coherence in that person's arguments. Isn't that discussion relevant to what's going on right now? People may think it's not related, but in our response, now the $6 trillion, if you add all the Fed measures, the $6 trillion package that may be approved by the government, doesn't that run the risk, Charlie Kirk, of reinforcing the wrong
pro-socialist tendencies in America?
Oh, totally and completely. I want to first say the president's doing an amazing job managing this crisis. It's been an impossible hand he's been dealt. My main focus and my criticism is on some members in Congress that I am afraid are going to put the president in the corner and make him look heartless if he doesn't support some of the provisions in this bill. I'm not a fan of creating money out of thin air. Inflation is a tax on the working class of a country because instead of taking the money away from them, they're just diminishing the purchasing power that's already within that people had. And so, look, cheap money helps the elites because they don't actually feel a 5 or 6% increase in goods. But somebody who's a working class member, you know, someone who's a working in the working class, carpenter, electrician, or plumber, 5 or 6% is everything, Dr. Gorka. That's whether we're making it or breaking it, right?
Right.
That's vacation versus not vacation. The elites, 5 or 6%, by the way, they're the asset holders, so they'll just go up in value. They're the ones that own property. They own a lot of securities. So they'll be able to be just fine. Here's my big fear, Dr. Gorka, a couple things. A $6 trillion stimulus bill, that all of a sudden makes Medicare for All seem a lot more palatable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we can do $6 trillion just out of nowhere, why not do $10 trillion
right.
for some form of Medicare for All? That's number one. Number two, I'm afraid that we're becoming addicted to Keynesian-based solutions.
Explain that to those who aren't familiar with the Keynesian school. What you were talking about economic theories that favor big government. That's a good summary?
Yeah, precisely. And I've been kind of frustrated. That's kind of why I texted you, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for making space on
sure.
your show today.
You sound a little bit down, Charlie. I've never heard you down. Are things getting to you, Charlie Kirk?
No, I don't. Well, no, I'm eternally optimistic, but I'm not thrilled about a multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package that most of which is stuff I don't think is good for our country,
right?
And just against our principles. And so, I'm not down. I'm just, you know, taking a breath and just trying to recalibrate. Let's put it that way. But look, Keynesian economics. John Maynard Keynes was a collectivist, statist, left-wing economist from Great Britain.
Massively influential. Massively influential.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and basically, he had the old expression that deficits don't matter. We're all dead in the long run. He argued for massive government intervention in times of crisis and not crisis. Paul Krugman is basically the heir apparent of John Maynard Keynes. Keynesian economics calls for huge government infusions of capital, especially in times of crisis. He was the pioneer of the broken window theory, which is a broken window fallacy.
Fallacy.
He would argue that if somebody went and threw a brick through a window, basically that meant that it would create jobs because someone would then have to repair the window. This is nonsense because that doesn't talk about the externalities and the displacement of capital of what if the person that owned the window would have spent that money on something else, such as something productive, not as something as destructive. And so Keynesian economics is far too predominant in the school, and basically the school of the elites. And here's what frustrates me, Dr. Gorka. We just had the greatest economy in American history for, you know, the last couple of years. How did we get there? We didn't get there through Keynesian economics.
Yes.
We got there through Milton Friedman.
Oh, my gosh. So crucial. We had that incredible growth because government got out of the way. So what's the answer? We've got 2 minutes left with Charlie Kirk, founder of one of the most important organizations. Support Turning Point USA if you can. Follow this man on Twitter, CharlieKirk11. What should happen now to save us from this Keynesian monstrosity?
Look, the chances of it happening are low, and I understand the president and support him fully throughout this, no matter what he decides to do, because he's put in a very difficult position in the times of crisis. But I'd love to see a focus on a payroll tax cut. I'd love to see a focus on unleashing capital. Supply-side economics works. We have seen the growth of it in the last year and a half. I do not endorse the position of sending free cash to people. I just don't think that is the government's role, especially in this time of crisis. And you and I talked about this a little bit about a week ago. Look, here's what people need. People need the confidence that the American entrepreneur is going to go back. That's what the greatest stimulus would be. $6 trillion would pale in comparison with Americans getting the green light to go back to work.
Yeah.
I know it's not that simple because we're fighting the invisible enemy, but the President of the United States has just liberated the economy with these trade deals. He has liberated the economy through deregulation. Deregulate the economy. That is more than tax cuts, or even tax rebates ever could. Regulation is the silent killer of business. But look, I am optimistic, Dr. Gorka. For anything that you might be interpreting, I'm just recalibrating. I always have optimism for the American entrepreneur. But for conservatives out there, we should be a little bit less than thrilled at the current speed at which this massive spending bill is going through Congress. But even beyond that, my biggest anger is how the Democrats have tried to politicize
exploit this.
Made a Christmas list of nonsense and garbage through this time.
We will be discussing it later, but I think you summed it up so well. I think this could be your next article, The President Freed America to Get to Where It Was. And now, in response to the coronavirus, the Chinese virus, we might be shackling our nation again. It's got to stop. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I know you're a happy warrior. That was Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The call board is lit up. George, Alex, JJ, Julius, don't go anywhere. But first things first, we're in the final days of our campaign to rush food and clean, safe drinking water to the hungry children in Guatemala through our friends at Food for the Poor. These people that you are helping are good, hardworking individuals and their children. But as you can hear, they live in an area where even growing food is nigh impossible.
Average daytime temperatures in Guatemala have risen over the past decade, and when it does rain, it often pours for days, washing the topsoil away. Guatemala already has the highest rate of child malnutrition in the Western Hemisphere, and in the Western Highlands, indigenous subsistence farmers make up half the population.
The humanitarian crisis, the hunger in Guatemala will continue unless you continue to help us by going to my website, sebgorka.com, and please clicking on the Feed the Starving Families banner. You are literally saving lives with the donations you make today. You can call them also at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. $27 a month will provide food and clean water for a family of four. A family of four. Please, in this Lenten period, let's be modern missionaries. SebGorka.com, Feed the Starving Families banner. Thank you for all your donations. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Alex in California, line two. Alex, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, how are you? Such a pleasure to just to be your listener, to be your audience. And please, no brown nosing. I just want to compliment you because you and the people at the Answer are really helping to rescue our country from a socialist, democratic, completely crazy, unreasonable, unfounded, and anti-American direction.
I detect a little bit of a Slavic accent there, my friend.
Of course. The family immigrated. We spoke before. Family immigrated from Soviet Union 40 years ago. 40 years ago,
wow.
Just before the beginning of the Afghanistan War. We came over here. Very interesting, good family. Five of us literally escaped. Train to train. Ended up from Ukraine to Czechoslovakia, from Czechoslovakia to Italy.
Wow.
4 months in Italy while State Department ran a deep check on us, making sure we're not commie spies. And I come from the military family, from the Navy family.
So you're a legal immigrant, Alex.
Are you kidding me? U.S. citizen, everybody, since 1985.
Wow, that's
1985,
great.
U.S. citizen. So I have a little right to express our opinion And it's not just me. I can speak for hundreds of thousands of millions of Eastern European refugees and political refugees who got out of the Soviet Union to come for a better life.
So you've got to tell me, Alex, with that background as legal immigrants who escaped from the Soviet Union with your family, what is your reaction to polling that says 72% of American millennials would prefer to live in a communist or socialist America?
They are absolutely ignorant, and from their ignorance and lack of education in that area comes the arrogance and the ease of manipulation for people like Bernie Sanders and the and Cortez and all of these people out there. They really have no clue. They never lived in Cuba. They never lived in Venezuela.
No.
They did not live in Vietnam. They did not live in the Soviet Union. They are utopian, idealistic, and borderline insane people. Really have no common sense. None. I would send everybody back to Russia for just 3 months.
The last few seconds we have with you, Alex, and it's great to have you back on the show. What do you think of the last 3.5 years under President Trump?
Listen, this is the best time that we ever had. I love this president. I know you have his ear. Please tell him. I want to say this. I want to make it a campaign slogan. All for Trump and Trump for all.
I like that. The three musketeers, all for Trump and Trump for all. It is that crucial moment, Alex. I've said it before. When I realized the masterstroke, the ultimate, it was that moment in time when I knew he had destroyed Hillary's campaign. I think, where was it? I think he was in Wilkes-Barre or Scranton, Pennsylvania, at a campaign event in 16, where he looked at the crowd and he asked them, do you remember what Hillary's slogan is right now? You remember what it is on all those bumper stickers? It's, I'm with her, isn't it? And then he looked at the crowd and he said, well, I'm with you. Toast in the dust, destroyed, shredded, because you are right. He is there for us and we owe it to him to support him and get him reelected in 222 days. Let's keep Alex on the line, ask him which of my books he has or has not received, and let's treat him to another book, a signed copy from my three books that we can offer him. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Now more than ever, you need to stay as healthy as possible. Do what I do. Take Dr. Douglas Howe's Incredible Balance of Nature. It's just pure nutrients. That's all it is. And when I take Balance of Nature before the show, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in just 6 little capsules. That's how remarkable it is. And it is crucial to boosting your immunity, which is crucial right now. And also, if you buy Balance of Nature, guess what? As a customer, you get access for free to a health coach at the end of a phone line. That's how great this deal is. If you use my name, you'll get 35% off and free shipping off your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call their number. It's super easy, but write it down, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you order it, and order it now for that massive discount, you've got to use the special code G-O-R-K-A. Back with your call ball, with your calls in a moment here on America First.
He is smart. He is tough. He's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, we do get the best callers, clearly. Welcome back, my friends. Are you stuck at home? Are you going stir crazy? Cabin fever got you by the throat. It's okay. I'm so excited. My buddy Dennis Prager's movie, No Safe Spaces, is now available to watch streaming. Of course, Netflix and Amazon and all those other people won't carry it because it's made by good guys and conservatives. Even though it has a 99% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes, it is the number one political documentary of 2019. But you can watch it at nosafespaces.com. Dennis Prager with Adam Carolla. What a duo. And special guests Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen, and so many more. Go to nosafespaces.com and watch one of the best documentaries you will ever find. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Oh, my gosh. You have a full call board. Let's go to Thor. Thor in Iowa, line 6. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian. I love your show. It helps to cheer me up after the bad news of the day.
Good. That's one of our objectives.
But today I got incensed by the governor of Nevada.
Insane.
I'm an internal medicine physician, and it makes me mad when somebody tells me how to practice.
This is the point that after I mentioned the story, Thor, sorry for butting in, this is what occurred to me. Why is a governor telling all the doctors in Nevada how to do your job and which medicines you can prescribe?
Right. And I think the physicians in Nevada ought to call up their state's attorney and ask them to have the governor arrested for practicing medicine without a license.
Wow, Thor, we like your style.
He could probably pardon himself.
I think it
makes me mad when they do that, you know. And I wonder what would happen if he ended up in the hospital.
Or somebody he loves or a member of his family comes down with the Chinese virus.
Yeah, this medicine just might help, and there's some promising data. You know, it has these side effects. You know, would you take it?
Yeah. How are you doing right now as an internist, as somebody who does internal medicine? How are you faring?
Well, I retired, so I just retired last year.
And talking to your colleagues, to people you worked with, how are things in Iowa?
Well, I'm just traveling through Iowa. Actually, I'm from Washington State.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they're keeping pretty busy. And I think the intensive care unit problems are going to be a problem, you know, but we'll see.
You mean in terms of capacity?
Right, in terms of, you know, but, you know, I think the military base in Fort Lewis there, they had at Madigan Hospital, I know they had a plan for gearing up 1,000 beds for before when they were worried about a war with North Korea. They had a plan for
The Corps of Engineers is building several hospitals across the nation. But
right.
I love that idea. Maybe the doctors of Nevada could ask if the governor could be arrested for practicing medicine without a license. I love it. Thank you, Thor. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to line 1. George in California, welcome aboard.
Well, hello, Dr. Gorka. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I've been listening from the beginning. It's my first call.
Well, thank you kindly.
Well, you're welcome, and you really do brighten my day. The reason I am calling today is some of the unrelated crap that the Democrats try to put in the recovery bill. And in particular, what got my attention was you probably heard they wanted to put in voter harvesting.
They wanted to have federal government take control of voting across the nation and make ballot harvesting legal in all 50 states.
That's correct. And the reason I really called,
which has a lot to do with the Chinese coronavirus. I mean, it's right up there in terms of priorities.
Totally. But I witnessed what that rule allowed in California in 2018.
Correct.
And it's one of the reasons the Democrats took the House.
No, absolutely. The idea, so for those who are not familiar with it, everybody needs to understand what Nancy Pelosi was doing there. A, she's trying to take control of voting practices and protocols that are run by the states at the federal level, which we've never seen done before. It is a usurpation of states' power. And then what is ballot harvesting? Ballot harvesting means without accreditation, without any kind of verification, anybody can go out and collect the remotely filled in ballots in that state. So people who don't go to the polling station or for some reason can't make it to the polling station, and that individual, whoever they are, can arrive at a polling station and deposit a truckload of pre-filled-in votes, ballots. And their identity, their verification, none of that has to happen. You can just dump votes at a polling station. That's what the Democrats are trying to do, and that's the kind of thing that they're smuggling in or attempt. We'll find out right now. God willing, today is the day that the aid package is finally passed, but that's one of the things they wanted to smuggle in addition to funding for Planned Parenthood, in addition for $35 million for the Arts Center, the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C., in addition to having members of unions sit on the boards of corporations that get handouts, making sure that airlines that receive any kind of money from the federal government are carbon neutral by 2025, because that will save lives. That will stop the invisible spread of the enemy that is the Wuhan virus. Sheer insanity. George, stay on the line. As a long-term listener, first-time caller, I wish to give you a signed copy of my latest book, The War for America's Soul. So, George, thank you for your loyalty. It will be rewarded. Let's get George's let's get his address and send him a signed copy. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Do you suffer from daily pain? Are you getting ready? Are you excited about the summer coming? All those activities that we're getting ready to do once the insanity subsides? Or are you worried that you won't be able to partake it? Just a walk in the woods or playing golf or picking up your grandchildren. If these activities make you concerned, if you suffer from daily pain, do what I do. Take Relief Factor, or at least try it and see if it works for you. This incredible product doesn't hide your pain, doesn't mask it like regular synthetic painkillers. It attacks the source of the pain. It attacks the inflammation. Its ingredients go to the heart of the matter. And that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack. It costs a measly $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This could be the liberation you've been waiting for. Don't hesitate. You deserve it. Back with your calls here on America First next.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Did you get a good night's sleep yesterday? If not, let me help you. There's something that I rely upon. Even the president relies upon it. It's called Mike Lindell's Premium My Pillow, and he's offering you 60% off right now. The biggest offer he's ever given anybody, because you're my friends. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, and use the special code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to our good buddy in Orlando, JJ, line four. Welcome back to America First, JJ.
Thank you. I always look forward to your show, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you.
I know how we can get the House to hurry up and pass the rescue package.
How?
Don't let them order takeout. They have to pack a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They need to be inconvenienced because they make exorbitant salaries for part-time work.
Yeah, how about somebody said we should suspend their salaries until they vote? I like that one as well.
Well, they can ride that, but they're so sitting pretty. They need to not even, you know, their little coffee or whatever, all their little extras. But the other thing is I called Nancy Pelosi's office and had to leave a message, and I said we should ground all private jets for Congress, and they should have to fly commercial to help the economy, not only, and decrease the carbon footprint that they all care so deeply about.
I love it. I love it. This is so important. You know, people think it isn't, but when you make your voice heard, whether it's phone calls, emails, the best is old school letters, these things matter. So how are you? How are you and your loved ones doing in Orlando, JJ?
Oh, thank God, we're doing good. I mean, but I, you know, being in the medical field, I just think this situation should show how could anyone seriously believe that the government would be any good at administering health care in all health care for all when they can hardly rise to the occasion in an emergency situation and do right by the American people with the basic necessities of life, much less health care.
No, yeah, absolutely right, JJ. The idea that the government should have control over your health care, that we should have single payer nationalized health care. That's why Bernie Sanders went to Venezuela for his heart surgery. I don't think so. God bless you, JJ. Thank you so much for calling in today, for being such a loyal, loyal listener. We are moments away from our second ever Salem Media Coronavirus Special. I am honored. I am excited to have all the big names with us for the next hour. Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, plus Craig Cluxton, our White House correspondent with the latest updates. Don't miss a second of the show, which starts in just a few minutes here on America First. If you haven't subscribed to us, do so on YouTube, our channel with my little photograph, the podcast on iTunes podcast app, and don't forget our website as well, sebgorka.com. Back with the big names here on Salem.